When you flush your toilet, do you know where the water goes? If you live in one of the cities along the Mississippi, there's a chance that it ends up, unfiltered, in the river. After a lawsuit from the Environmental Protection Agency, St. Louis is in the middle of a colossal project to clean up its act. Zach Dyer went to see several projects in the works.
There's a small crowd standing in the street here in the Wells Goodfellow neighborhood of St. Louis. Neighbors and a few curious bystanders have come out to watch a crew tear down a shabby two-story brick home. The block we're standing on is miles away from the riverfront, but this demolition is all about helping to clean up the Mississippi. From his spot in the shade, Tony DeMeyer says that he used to love fishing in the river, but not anymore.
Because of the all the bad things in the sewage and stuff that was inside of the city. I used to catch fish that were deformed and stuff like that. There's no telling what kind of sewage and what kind of, toxins or whatever are reaching the river.
Tony isn't the only one worried about what ends up in the Mississippi. See, St. Louis has an aging sewer system that regularly overflows with sewage into the river during heavy rainstorms. It's a public health risk and it hurts the river's ecosystem. So one way the city is cleaning up its act is by clearing away lots like this. The idea is to turn brick and asphalt into green spaces that can soak up the rainwater. Think of it like a sponge that absorbs water during the storm. Put enough of these sponges in the city, and it can cut down on the number of overflows into the river. Solomon Craighead is one of the demolition crew.
Well, you're looking at demolition in process. We're gonna gut the building out, take everything down, crush up, and haul everything off.
He leads me behind the yellow backhoe that's getting ready to tear down what's left of this home. It looks like a dollhouse now that the back wall is missing. But, I mean, it's pretty crazy, though. You can look, like, right into the basement here. It looks like you can see, like, where the bathroom used to be.
You can see everything. But once we go through here, you're going to see a pretty lot.
When Solomon and the rest of the crew are done with that pretty lot, it'll be an even patch of green grass. After that, it could become a park or a playground, anything the community decides, really, so long as it allows the water to soak into the ground beneath it. This is just one of the ways that the region is reducing its impact on the river. According to the EPA, more than 13 billion gallons of sewage-contaminated water from St. Louis ends up in the Mississippi every year. My next stop is a few miles across town. I'm with Clay Haynes at the Maline Creek Storage Facility.
Do you want to look over the edge?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I take a few steps to the edge of the giant hole in the ground in front of us and try not to get vertigo.
Wow, this is actually way bigger than I thought it was. I mean, like...
Those little ant-like creatures down there are men.
This cavern we're looking down into is part of another way that the region is cutting down on wastewater overflows. Tunnels. Really big tunnels.
If you were looking at a building inverted and going down, it'd be about 13 stories deep.
When it's complete, this tunnel will be able to hold enough stormwater to fill 42 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Wastewater from across North St. Louis that would otherwise flow into creeks and streams will flow here instead. Think of it as a kind of timeout for the storm surge, giving the system enough time to catch its breath.
And at the end of the day, what comes out of this tunnel will go to a treatment plant and will be treated as opposed to going out into a local stream.
But the thing is, these projects are expensive. The region's sewer district is set to spend nearly $5 billion for this cleanup. The sticker shock of these upgrades forced local leaders to look for cheaper options.
We were presented with an opportunity to use green infrastructure, what we also call rainscaping, to manage rainwater where it falls instead of putting it into the sewer system and building deeper, larger tunnels for stormwater storage.
This is Lance Lacombe from the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District. He showed me one of the rain gardens built by the district in North St. Louis City. Purple coneflowers and wispy prairie grasses sway in the summer breeze. Cicadas buzz in the tangle of native plants. It's hard to tell from what we're looking at today, but the spot where this rain garden is used to be a burnt-out home. There's lots of vacant lots like this around St. Louis, and that created an opportunity for the city and the sewer district to work together.
It's about getting these buildings down, which helps us create green space, space that will soak with rainwater.
Back across town at the demolition site, Solomon Craighead says he takes a kind of civic pride in his work. What do neighbors say when they see you guys tearing down a house like this?
It's about time. That house been up. I've been on them. I'm serious. They be glad.
And all the better if it's helping the river, too.
Well, to me, it's a domino effect. You helping the environment, and you're also cutting down on crime. People don't be in houses smoking drugs, snatching people in houses, and finding bodies. Everything is working together. And when it works together, it comes together, it's good.
That story from St. Louis was produced by Zach Dyer.